The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Oh, yeah! It's bold Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week, we're sharing our Spotify Wrapped.
We speak about dating in our 40s.
Should you stop posting your face on social media at 40 years old?
And has Carol Vorderman had a BBL?
We're asking the important questions, people. Hello, hello. It is Thursday. It is slightly warmer than the weekend, and it gets dark around 4 p.m. and you are listening to Pop-Up Podcast.
Do you think it's warmer than the weekend?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't here on the weekend, but last week was freezing.
Yeah.
Today was quite warm.
Yeah, I thought so because I went out in just this like jumper situation and then I put on my big fur coat. I don't know how you've been walking around with that huge...
I've been so hot. I think we should also normalize weather chat. I find weather chat engaging and interesting, and I don't know why it's deemed as boring and like you have nothing to say.
How British of you.
I think it's interesting to chat about the weather because I think everyone's bodies are different. I'm so much more susceptible to heat than cold. Like heat makes me like itchy and anxious and angry, whereas cold doesn't faze me. Like I'm still sleeping with the fan on because I love sleeping in the cold.
Well, because the thing is with weather chat, it's always depressing because it's always someone complaining about the weather. I don't think I've had a positive weather conversation with you.
No, you like when it starts to get hot in summer, it's always, that's a good conversation. Oh, like it's so hot today.
Yeah, and that's it. But then like if it's like, if I was like, oh, like do you like summer over winter, you're like,
I don't know. Thing is, if Christmas didn't exist, I would prefer summer. I like how quieter things are in winter. I'm less stressed. In summer, I just feel
Wait,
like...
Wait, what? If Christmas didn't exist?
Well, I'm like, I really like winter, only because of Christmas time.
Right, yeah, got
it. So if Christmas didn't exist, summer would clear.
That's
winter.
Why, like, you see New Zealand, right? So obviously everything is backwards. So their summer, their winter is in... Our summer, obviously. There's fuck all going on.
Yeah.
That's so depressing to me. I couldn't imagine like a life where...
But it's not that cold in the winter.
Some places it will be. Because it's like, it's more or less, it's a bit longer than the UK, but it's around the same place, same, whatever the world is split up to, just split into on the other side of, on the bottom of the world, if that makes sense, in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right, but we're freezing here. Like, we're one of the coldest countries.
Yeah, it's not like Australia, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's nothing like Australia.
Oh, I just assumed it was.
Yeah, no, everyone thinks that, but it's more like British weather, but like more tropical in a way.
Right, like more heavy rain in summer.
Well, last summer, yeah, but like not usually. It's like, for example, like when you go further down south, it's like, it's literally like Scotland, and you can go skiing there and everything, and then even like... In the North Island, you can go skiing as well. But then, like, the beaches and stuff have the bluer sea, which makes it, like, seem nothing like Britain. But in terms of the weather, it's very similar, just without the mugginess.
That's one thing that the UK would eat from if it had, like... Obviously, we have beaches because we're an island, but, like...
No, if we had, like
good,
beaches,
yeah.
we would
be
eat,
so good.
We would be the most
holiday destination.
Oh, 100%. All the festivals would be here.
Yeah, because no cities in other European countries match London.
And I also feel like we would give much more bad beat energy.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it would be bikini.
Imagine if you had, like, six Kenza posing on a bikini beach at Whitley Beach.
Right.
like, damn, that would eat.
But
instead, she's having to fly to Ibiza, yeah, and she ain't getting this. Like, the content is not slapping the same.
Even if it was like,
well, I mean, it still slaps, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not,
yeah,
it's not representing Brits. Yeah, is what yeah, I meant.
No, even like, even if you know, Miami Beach is not a necessarily nice beach, but we could potentially have that if we had like better weather, I think.
Yeah, even like imagine beach clubs in the UK.
Oh, they would go crazy.
But we don't have the security of the weather and as in as much of the year to like for a beach club to be sustainable.
No, we could, because if we had if there was beach clubs that solely done like specific events, it would go crazy. So say you just had one that just opened for like whatever was, whoever wanted to, like if someone wanted to do a Danky Sansa or someone wanted to do.
Yeah, but you still have to pay for that for the whole year. Like we realistically have like 2 to maybe at a push 3 months of the year where you would actually be able to go and sit and party at a beach club.
Yeah, I know, but like if you just had it there and then you just employ the people to work there, like you know, like when
yeah, but you still have to pay rent and stuff for that.
No, you just have a real rich person that owns it.
For fun, it's their hobby.
Yeah, like...
I wonder if we... Because, I know, no beach clubs are near enough, because they would need to be near to London, because no one's going... Like, it's not giving the same if it's not London people. Yeah. Sorry if you're not from London, but it's the truth. Like, no
you're
one...
not from London.
No, but I live in... But I mean, like, London energy. Like, if you have, yeah, like, no, a Brighton beach club.
We do. It's called Short... Brighton Beach Club, isn't it? Brighton Beach House.
No, but it's not like...
No, I know.
I don't know.
Have you been to like, what is it called? Yeah, prison on Brighton Beach.
No, I've never been to Brighton in my life.
You've never been Brighton?
No, my boyfriend keeps begging me. I'm just like, oh my God, it's such a waste of a day.
Excuse you.
I have a really... It's, I don't know. It's a
Brighton's actually so... like. Last time I went there... I don't think I'd ever been to the Lanes, which is very surprising. But every time I've gone, I've had a great time. But yeah, I went to the Lanes and I think you would really like it.
Okay, I think my thing is because when I said I was going to York, everybody was like, York's gorgeous, York's this, York's that. Architecture or like the way that cities, countries, places are built doesn't interest me. Like everyone was like, York's beautiful. I went there and I was like, it's buildings. What's beautiful about it?
Yeah, I know. But you're not going to the Brighton for that. You can go there and get
Yeah, but isn't the Lanes just like buildings?
Well, yeah, there's buildings on the Lanes, but it's more like to do with the shops and stuff.
Like the only thing that I would find amazing from nature would be like, or like seeing things with my eyes would be like a waterfall.
Yeah, but okay, so when you go away, what do you go there for?
To sunbathe, to get a tan, to drink, to party.
Okay, so you fuck the sunbathing and getting a tan in this weather, but like you can drink there and you can definitely go to a good event if you find something that's going on. Britney Spears was there for Gay Pride. You just got to go for Gay Pride, though.
I would go to Gay Pride.
I'm surprised that you haven't been to...
I don't really go to Pride events because I didn't grow up... Because it was very... No, that's... I don't know why is the real reason, but, like, it's just, like, very... I don't have other gay friends. Mm. So then I'm, like... And I don't have, like, very many... Obviously, all my friends are allies. Obviously, they would be friends with me. But like LGBTQ plus adjacent friends. So obviously, I have my boyfriend and we have some other friends. But it's not like, it's not giving like, I don't have like a huge friend group to go with.
I feel you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Every time I go, I always think that it's going to be something else. But it's always like the older gay crowd, you know? And that's just...
It's very much like older white gays and stuff. But I've been to the London one the past few years, obviously, because it's on my doorstep.
Oh,
but I've never, like, travelled to...
Oh, so you have been to...
I've been to London Pride. No.
Right, okay. I thought you'd never been to any of them.
No, I have.
Right, okay.
But it's also, like, always way too busy and you can't really do anything and it's really hot and...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always there to support the community, but, you know...
In circumstances, like, it, as a thing, yeah, no, it's... I 100% agree.
Anyway, you want to speak about roast dinners?
Oh, yeah. So roast dinners, I feel like we're really lacking them, especially in Southeast London. Do you have a spot?
Angel Oak's good.
Really? In Peckham?
Yeah.
Is it good there?
Yeah. I've in fact booked a Christmas dinner to go there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Their menu is really good. What? Why are you doubting me?
I'm not doubting you. It's because I looked at a picture and I was like, Jesus, like, those roast potatoes.
Where else have I... There's one in Bermondsey called the Woolpack, which I liked. I don't mean, but I'm not maybe the most picky when it comes to rose. But no, I am very much picky. The best rose that you will ever get is in Chelsea and it's called the Hunter's Moon. Oh my God. Really? But you have to book so in advance.
See, I always think I can do a better rose dinner because I always feel like it's just cooked in the masses. I always feel like everything's watered down. The potatoes aren't just like, why have you not fluffed up the potatoes? It's literally a raw fucking edge cutting down my throat right now. That
see,
should be...
Oh, have you done that rose dinner filter on TikTok where you rate?
Yes, I have.
And sorry, roast potatoes is always at number 10 for me.
Huh? Yeah, because that's because you're eating these dead roast potatoes.
No, I just don't. In any context, I never touch really roast potatoes.
Do you eat chips?
Occasionally, like McDonald's chips. Oh, I'll always go for a sweet potato fry over a chip, though. I like mash. Like I would really like mash with my roast potatoes.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what's your number one then?
So my number one was Yorkshire pudding, obviously. Oh my God, I love Yorkshire pudding. Cauliflower cheese.
Oh, by the way, guys, I just rolled my eyes.
Why? What's wrong with Yorkshire pudding?
Because number one, that, I don't know.
Oh, but no, I would rather not go for a roast if there's no Yorkshire pudding on my plate. It adds so much to me. For texture.
I know what you mean. So like, what about, so do you, texture?
Like the doughy softness, like complements everything, like the harshness of like vegetables and the like meat.
So do you like put all your shit in a roast?
I used to do that all the time when I was younger and call it a jackpot. And I would like put everything in the Yorkshire pudding, then eat the Yorkshire pudding like a sandwich. Mm. But nowadays I obviously don't do that. I use my knife and fork, yeah, but I need to make sure there's a bit of Yorkshire pudding in every like fork.
Really?
Full. Yeah.
Fair enough.
My number two would be cauliflower cheese.
Okay. So what meat do you get?
Usually pork, but vast majority of the time pork. Sometimes I may get beef, never lamb, very rarely chicken.
Why never lamb? Too fatty?
I don't really like lamb.
Yeah, I find it too fatty.
And especially like that, what is that lamb that's been, like, that's like, it's like a minty lamb?
Mint lamb.
Oh, is that just it?
I thought
it was a special
name for it. Well, like mint salt with mint salt.
I don't know, but like sometimes, you know, when you get like a lamb mint burger, it's just like, why the fuck is my burger minty?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I just don't really like lamb. I can't think of one. Like, I don't like lamb chop. I mean, I don't dislike them, but like, I would never actively choose.
I love a lamb chop.
No.
Fair enough. Well, since you asked me so nicely, mine is... I love a chicken, you know.
Yeah.
If it's done well and it's not dry. Like, it's just... I think not recently, because I went for a roast the other day, but... Before I was going for roast hungover, and it is, as much as people pretend that it's the thing to have, it's fucking not.
Roast hungover is the most overwhelming experience of your life.
Thank you, Lewis. Thank you.
Oh my God, it's not a hungover food. And then on top of that, then you just feel even more sick because obviously it's so much content on the plate that's going into your body, which probably doesn't need it.
And it's rich, as it can be rich as well.
And there's so many different like flavors going on as well. A roast is not a hungover food.
Yeah.
Unless it's at like 8 p.m. And it's like you've not eaten all day and now you're at the hot starving point of a hangover. But even then it's overwhelming because mentally I'm not tuned in. Mentally I'm like not switched on enough to like, because it's quite a mission eating a roast. It's so much on your plate. It's going everywhere. Usually the plates come and they're so full.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like navigate, like not flicking things off the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Like my brain is not working enough hungover to do all that.
Don't mind chicken though for like hungover, because it's just like, it's just a meat. Like it's not too much to it. Like you see, for example, like lamb or beef or way too much going on. Chicken is just like quite neutral.
What is your go-to hangover food?
I was going to ask you that because I actually don't really know. Actually, to be fair, I don't mind a Chinese.
Oh no, again, too much.
I don't know why, but I don't mind a Chinese. Like it kind of, it does give, maybe it's the nostalgia of having a Chinese though. I don't think it's as much because I will still only eat two bites, but I'll eat only two bites of anything that I fucking get anyways. But I feel like I could handle the look of a Chinese way more than anything else.
Mine's always a burger.
See, no, I couldn't do a burger. That's way too much.
But a burger, that's like this, like a burger to me is like eight bites. A Chinese is like flicking things
on the
plate.
But it's all about the mentality. A burger to me is just like greedy.
A Chinese, well, I guess it depends how much you order from a Chinese, but when I order from a Chinese, I order.
Chinese is wholesome to me in my head.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like at like two, like midday to 2 p.m. Like
midday to 2 p.m., bitch, I'm not even awake.
Oh, no, I like wake up and need food straight away. Like,
really?
I'm that type of person.
Well, to be fair, I would start with a McDonald's breakfast in the morning because I'll still be a bit like on the drunker side, but I can't eat McDonald's anymore because we're boycotting them.
Oh, yes, period. I really like Bleeker Burger from Spitalfields, but then I kind of ate it too much hungover. And you know when you eat a food too much hungover and associate it with being hungover, and then it makes you feel really sick to like even think about the food because it makes you feel more drunk. I did that with Joe and the Juice sandwiches as well. But I've mentally gotten past that block. I'm back on Joe and the Juice sandwiches.
One thing I do have when I'm hungover though is an array of liquids. So I'll have like a sparkling water is fantastic because it's not too much, but it really gives you that kick up the butt. And then also a Sprite is fantastic. I'm not drinking no Diet Coke, but I know that you would.
I like Lucozade Sport. Orange Lucozade Sport.
That will make me shit my pants.
Oh my God, no. If I'm ever like, nothing's working, that will work. Or a Ribena. But like, I like the Ribena already pre-made from the bottle from Sainsbury's, not the like one that you have to make yourself, because it's always like a lot stronger and mixed better.
Oh, okay.
We just came from a Spotify event, everyone.
Yeah, we did.
We were actually, I don't know if you know this, we were the first 20 people in the UK to find out that Spotify Wrapped.
Were we?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so we went and we had lunch and we got given these huge gifts with all our like Spotify Wrapped details in. Me and Isla tried to not tell each other our Spotify Wraps.
Oh shit, yeah, we weren't supposed to.
But also we got given gifts. And yeah, we open them up and like the faces of our like artists
yeah,
like, in the wrapping paper and on the t-shirts and stuff. So yeah, we have an idea, like a slight idea. I don't know any of your songs.
They had these the like wrapping paper with like our favourite artists on them. Then they had these cookies and like the cookies were a bit like,
oh my God,
funny looking. So like we couldn't like work out who like whose our was. I think mine's Future.
Is Future in your top five artists?
Yeah. Who's yours? Drake, isn't it?
Yeah, my cookie was Drake, guys.
That is so funny. He had Drake everywhere. He had Drake.
Stop! No, I didn't. I had a Drake sticker and a Drake cookie, and he was my number four artist.
And Drake wrapping paper?
No, Beyonce wrapping paper.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Swear down. I thought it was Drake.
My artists were number one Beyonce, and I had a Beyonce wrapping paper and a Beyonce t-shirt.
Oh, fair enough. I had a Beyonce t-shirt.
Number two artist was City Girls.
Oh, period.
Number three artist... Fuck, I need to check actually. My number three artist was SZA. Number four, Drake. The thing is, I have literally made such a specific effort this year to not listen to Drake, and he still creeps up in. To be fair, he has been my number one for the past 4 years, so I've obviously listened to him less.
What song is it, do you think?
I just think he's everywhere. Like, even when I'm drunk and playing like songs, or when I'm like putting on like a Spotify pre-made playlist, or like I put on old playlists on shuffle while I'm driving or getting ready. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's just scattered everywhere, and he's fits into every genre that I listen to. Whereas like, obviously like Taylor Swift is everywhere, but I don't listen to any genres adjacent to Taylor Swift. Mm. So she doesn't creep in. And my number five was Rihanna. Fucking hell, that woman's not really, other than that god-awful song Lift Me Up, but she's not released any music for 7 years and she's still making it into my top five.
Love that.
Who are your top five artists?
Oh my God. Can you hear this already? My top five is so like, is giving toxic. So number one was Future. Number two was Drake. Number three was Young Nudy. Number four was... Young Boy Never Broke Again. I can't even see his name. Number five was Nines. I feel like that's not really a true reflection of me and how I look and how I am as a person.
And how I look. Mine is very accurate. Oh, and then my top tracks were Like That Remix by Stunna Girl and JT, Always and Forever, Mariah and the Scientist featuring Lil Fug. Fly Girl, was it Lil Fug? Lil Baby maybe actually. Let me check.
Wait, Lewis, who was your top podcast?
The Receipts.
And who was number two?
Oh, baby. We'll get on to podcasts. We're not our podcasts yet.
Okay.
My top tracks were Like That Remix, Stunna Girl featuring JT, Always and Forever, Mariah the Scientist featuring Lil Baby, Fly Girl Flow, No Bars JT, and None of Your Concern, Jaheen. Aiko. Janae. I learned it when I was like 16 as Jaheen.
Really?
And every single time I can't physically like
say it
the right way. The right way.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was my top five. And I literally expected every single, I guessed all five of those songs.
My top one was MNEK. Played it 74 times this year.
Ooh, that's quite a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
My podcasts were number one, The Receipts, which probably won't be number one next year, actually. Oh, the shade. Number two. Number two was We Said What We Said. We Said What We Said by Denzel Dion and Ricky Thompson. Number three was actually Style and City Diaries.
Really?
With Prinny and Amber.
I love them.
Number four was Sidetracked with Nick Grimshaw and Annie Mac. And number five was The Love Island Morning After.
Not even podcast.
I can't listen to my own voice back.
You do.
I don't want to. This comes out on a Thursday. We speak on the Wednesday afternoon. I'm not then listening to the exact same conversation we had the next morning.
Oh my God. Because I need to see my mum's Spotify Wrapped immediately.
Why?
Because our podcast is going to be top one. 100%. I'm actually taking a picture of her phone when I get home. My number five was Pop Off. And my number one.
So we're five anyway on yours. You're not much better than me.
And my number one is The Rock Drive, which is a New Zealand podcast. And it's joke. I don't think you'll like it because it's like
boy humor.
Yeah, I'm white.
my rap was so girly. I didn't. Oh no, I had fucking Drake. I was about to say I didn't know.
That is quite girly though, isn't it?
Yeah, but if there's one girly man, it's Drake. Like, yeah. Of course, that's the man that makes it in. I hate him. Why is he there?
I was dying when I saw that today.
I literally like.
It's because of the shade recently that we've been throwing
exactly.
on
exactly, and I feel like a lot of his like annoyingness has come from the second half of the year.
Is very true.
A lot of my, for some reason, I don't know what it is, I always listen to the most music in the first half. My like rap is always influenced by.
What was your, what was it, Soundtown? How'd you find that?
Mine was Loughborough.
What?
And it was like, Loughborough, people here also listen to SZA, J Huss, and Notes.
Where'd you find
I was like, what? When have I been listening to Notes?
Wait, when's that? Wait, how
it's
do I
It's like
that?
Towards the end. But I can understand that because Loughborough is like a big uni town and like Notes and J Huss and SZA are very like uni artists.
Someone was like, nah, Spotify is trying to piss me off. Why is my Soundtown Woolwich? Oh, mine's in Lusaka, Zambia.
Oh my gosh.
God, I'm so...
You're so much more interesting than me.
Not Loughborough. wait, hold on. I don't know where that is, but now I need to go there. People there are far more likely to be fans of Tyler, ICUS, Shaké, and Black Nick. Okay, cool. Sounds fun. Love that.
Do you know it's real? Actually, yeah, Loughborough's accurate. For like J Huss and Rose, but none of them were on my. I don't know. I just didn't expect that. Like from those, I was like, oh, it's gonna be like Miami.
Oh, you thought?
But like, I was like, City Girls, Mariah the Scientist. Do you like Mariah the Scientist?
No.
Oh, I need someone to come see her live in February.
Apparently, she's so bad live.
She's
as well.
Dreadful live. I just want to be able to scream the songs. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck, I love how she looks though. I just think,
yeah,
you know, like. Like, even someone said on Twitter, there's, like, a certain genre of girls that look like her.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, but, like, she's just, like, just something. And I love that.
Yeah. I love her. I think her music's really good.
Wait, talking about Mariah the Scientist, have you seen Young Thug? Like, it's his second day of trial, like, in court.
For what?
For what? Because he's in jail.
For what?
For, what's that? What's it called again? But it's to do with like drugs and like coercing and money and I don't know, bad boy shit. But yeah, Gunna was in jail as well, but then he got released. Apparently people thought he snitched. I don't think he snitched. But yeah, like his, his lawyer is saying that his name is like, oh, I can't remember. It's like, it stands for young something about God. Like that's what it stands for. And swag stands for fuck, I need to find it now, but it's actually so funny because obviously they're trying to get him out, so they're just making like
everything.
And he's looking a bit like an uncle. He's got a bit of an uncle belly, so I don't know what he's eating in there.
Not the body shaming.
Oh yeah, I think it's okay when it's like people over 40.
Yeah, I think. Oh, is it? Joe's got a banging body over 40. Carol Vorderman.
Oh yeah.
Oh
she
my
does.
God, that waist is a snap.
Wait, did you
set a BBL?
I don't know, but do you remember when people were taking the piss? Not taking the piss, but like editing. What's her name? Judge Judy's body.
No.
Oh, because everyone's like, nah, she's got back. But then like people started over editing it.
Oh, I really hope.
And Dolly Parton.
I saw that video of Dolly Parton this week. She looks really good. I really hope I age with grace. Like, I don't want to look. Well, I wouldn't mind looking. Do you know what's really scary is that, like, I'm like, we're like almost to the territory where you start looking older.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? Yeah, my body will be fine if I get my tits done. These tits are not going to age gracefully. Oh. I'll tell you that for fucking free. Unless, like, gravity, like, just disappears from the world, then Jesus, they're going to be by my knees.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to end up putting on so much weight because the only way that I'll be able to, like, keep a good frame is if I keep on top of eating and drinking. But the more I get older, the more that I enjoy food and wine.
Okay, but unpopular opinion, I think people look better, like, bigger when they're older than skinnier. Like, when you're bigger, you're more full, you look more, like, healthy.
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know. I don't really know, but, like,
I honestly think that, like, same, like, yeah. Like, you know when, like, it's like, I always see getting older, like, being a baby. Like, I know this is weird, but, like, I was, like, a really chubby baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, skinny babies.
Do you know what really scares me? The only thing that actually scares me about aging is if, God forbid, I become single again in a few years. Because I've, like, in my head, I've, like, frozen in time from when I got in a relationship, which was 22. So that's in my head, like, what I still look like and all that. But then to, like, start dating again, I'm not, I would have to, like, say I break up with my partner in 4 or 5 years and I'm 30 and now I'm having to date looking like a 30-year-old.
No, yeah, it's fine. You looking like a 30-year-old. There's other people looking like 30-year-olds. That's what's yucky.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. No, not even that, but I'm just like, I'm going to be so much less like in demand because I'll be looking older.
Yeah, but it's mind over matter. I will be in demand and that's a fact. It's everyone else is going to be looking dead.
I guess. I don't know.
I think 30 is calm. It's when people start hitting 40, that's the issue. Women is fine. It's the men. It's the upkeep. Like, they don't, yeah, like, obviously you're a different kettle of fish, darling, but, like, yeah, it's the upkeep of, like, you either get, I don't know, and I find it, like, very, maybe it's just me seeing them on social media, but I find it cringy now seeing, like, 40-year-olds on social media thinking that they look good looking. That is fucking old. But obviously when I get to, when it's, like, my age, my generation that gets to 40, it's different, isn't it? Because it's us and we're already on socials. But no man should be randomly picking up a phone one day and deciding to jump on socials thinking that he's sexy in 2023.
Yeah, but there are sexy 40-year-olds.
There are, but I should be just only seeing you in the street, not on social media.
Yeah, but I like older people's social media because they post everything. I know so much about their lives.
Oh yeah, I know, but it can be everything but your face.
But your face?
No, but just the whole posing and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Let them live. Let them live your love.
When did you become so boomer? Like,
no, but this is what I mean. It's because I'm conscious that I'm now, like, 16-year-olds will look at me and be like, "Oh my god, you 20."
Fuck 16-year-olds, respectfully.
Yeah, but that's what they'll be saying about us saying that. 40-year-olds saying that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not your people.
I'm just fleecing you.
Fuck, they're gonna be like 60-odds.
No, but I got him a hole the other day. Which made me realize.
Oh, I love 16-year-olds, by the way. I wish I was 16 again.
It made me realize how, like, old I've become. Not old, because I'm actually not old and I know that I'm not old, but, like, I mean, like, how much I'm aging. Because I got in this bra, and there's so many 16-year-old influencers who get hundreds of thousands of likes that I have just never heard of.
Where?
In the UK.
Hundreds of thousands of likes for what?
On TikTok, on Instagram. And they're famous influencers. And I was just like, what the fuck? I literally have never heard
of
people.
I was actually thinking a lot of, like, influencers, TikTok influencers, they get, like, I saw this girl, she posted like a 7-minute video, right? And I'm not saying that I don't know. Anyways, it was just of her talking or, like, curling her, literally sitting there curling her hair. But because she's of that age where, like, 16-year-olds would literally sit and watch that, like, they find that interesting, but you're not going to sit and watch a fucking granny 25-year-old, like, doing that shit, are you?
Yeah, but that's what, like, I'm like, oh my god, like, you are the next sort of group of, like, relevant, like, influencers in the next couple of years, whatever. Yeah. But in my head, I would see someone nowadays with, like, a tenth of that following and, like, a 20th of their engagement, I'd be like, oh yeah, they're really relevant. But, like, actually there's so many younger people who are so much more relevant. I'm just fucking, like, so out of it that I have no idea who they are.
Yeah. Do you want to keep it that way or do you actually want to know?
I mean, it doesn't really affect me. Also, they're like 16-year-old girls showing them they're like back to college hall. Their content is not for me.
Oh,
I
just what, didn't realise.
No, like sixth form college.
Oh.
I just didn't realise they exist is what I meant. Oh. Like in my head, I just like...
That's actually a good point, to be fair.
I just, like, their content's not for me. I'm not going to engage in it, but I just didn't realise how many there were and how relevant they were. Anyway, we're taking a quick break, but we'll be right back to discuss the brand new Squid Game reality show and all about the ethics of reality TV.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music, plus top podcasts, included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Now, let's get into the new Squid Games. I have not personally watched it. Lewis has. But we're not going to give too much away because, as you said, 5 more episodes are coming out today.
Yes. So on the day of recording, only 5 episodes have been released. I've watched them. But there may be very minor spoilers. So if you want absolutely nothing, then don't listen to this segment. They'll be very minor. But in terms of like who goes home, like plot, like major plot lines, shocks and all that, I'm not going to go into details for that because I want everyone to watch it because it's really good. And also, I don't know the ending yet myself because the episodes aren't out.
Cool. Sorry, I went into like a daydream. Right, so I didn't even watch the fucking first one. I have nothing to say about
this.
Oh
yeah, I didn't watch Squid Games the show because one thing about me is I am not watching a show with subtitles because I'm on my phone too much and I can't put it down. And dubbing annoys me too much as well because it's just so out of sync.
And they all sound weird.
The only show that I've ever managed to watch with subtitles is Elite, and it probably plays a part that Aaron Piper was playing a gay man, which is probably why it held my attention. But I do want to watch the original Squid Games.
You really apparently do have a type, though.
Yeah, do I? Because apparently the original Squid Games is really good. But I just can't concentrate. I really want to watch it. But anyway, they have obviously created a reality TV show based off of the series. 456 contestants.
That's insane.
I don't know who the fuck was plagued with the job of casting for that.
Yeah.
That must have, although when you think about it, they probably had like 10,000 applicants. So it's just probably like quite easy to get on.
I don't hear about that.
I wouldn't have applied though. It sounds like hell, which we'll get into. But it's also the largest cash prize, I'm pretty sure, in reality TV history. $4.56 million, which is £3.7 million. It will be taxed because I'm pretty sure it's... But it's filmed in London.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's filmed in London and the contestants quarantined literally...
Quarantine still?
No, so you have to quarantine for every reality TV show that you do. Question mark over the why people do it. They say reality TV production companies will quarantine you just to make sure that you're doing your checks. It gives you time to be in like a space on your own to make sure that you actually want to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you space to like while they prep everything that there can't be any spoilers. So say for example the cast got leaked early or something, like Love Island, they all go and quarantine for like 2 weeks before the show,
mm-hmm.
because obviously the cast gets announced to the public and they can't know other people on the cast and there's leaks of who's going on and stuff, so it's easier just to keep them all away from everything and on site. But there is a lot of questions that they actually quarantine people so they're like already mentally a bit unsettled and disturbed,
mm-hmm.
before they go into the environment because they've not spoken to family, they've not had contact with humans, they've been in solitary confinement with no news or anything already for days prior, mm-hmm. leading up to going in. So, you know, they disguise it in a way, but a lot of people think that it's just to fuck with their heads create better TV. But the quarantine was actually really near to me and I didn't realize that was filmed in London. But it was filmed in London and it is a Netflix show. Sorry, we didn't even mention that. And one thing that I will actually applaud Netflix on is they're really, really good with casting reality TV shows, I think. I think Netflix do a really good job of creating a diverse cast. They always, for most shows anyway, like what I'm saying, most shows, they do it for Too Hot to Handle and one other show that I've seen, and obviously this game, is a huge international cast. Now, the only problem is it's very focused on Americans. You hear so many American accents to the point where it barely is international. But someone did say that there was obviously a lot of people from the UK. There was Americans. There was people from Korea, from East Asia, South Asia, South America. Like, there was loads of European people.
Was people from Africa?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there must have been because it was an international cast.
Interesting.
And there was a lot of different sexualities, age, diversity.
Frat boys,
which is the main sort of thing on TikTok. But their drama is so fucking good.
Really?
Yeah, it's really hard to... That's a complete lie. I was about to say it's really hard to get into. The first episode, it's a bit like, oh my God, these people. Like, come on, it's not that deep. But then when you get into it, I was gasping at the TV. I was going...
What, by what people were saying to each other?
Just like the twists.
Really?
I was just like, oh! I was going, oh!
Lewis,
it's really gaggy, and I'm so excited to carry on watching it. There's this one fucking queen on it. No, there's three queens that I love. There's an older elderly woman called Leanne, and she's playing with her son Trey.
Yes, I've seen them.
Leanne's a fucking queen. She was the first. Oh fuck, I can't remember what college she was in, but she was the first woman to be awarded a full, like based basketball scholarship.
Oh wow.
To like a college. Yeah, she's so fucking iconic.
She's American.
Yeah. And there's a girl called Shaney who I love.
I'm gonna write everyone right now, if you haven't watched it, write down Lewis's favorite.
And there's a girl called, I think her name's pronounced Felicia or Felicia, and she's iconic as well.
Who was the first one?
Leanne, Shaney, and Felicia. I'm pretty sure it's actually how you pronounce it. They're my three favorites. The queens, obviously. There's also that guy who's famous on TikTok, Hussein, on it. Everyone always says his life's a movie and he's everywhere and all that stuff. Of course, he's on the Squid Game show. But he's actually not that big of a character. But apparently, some other cast member came out and said that everyone hated him.
Really?
Yeah. And all the cast members are now trying to sue the show. Well, not all of them. That's such a reach. I think one or two.
I'm very excited to get into the discourse because I haven't seen anything about it. And I do think that our phones are listening to us. So I do think after this conversation, I'm going to see a lot of shit coming on my TikTok. But the only thing that I have seen about it is that the red light, green light game that they play at the beginning, this isn't a spoiler, by the way, was actually, no, maybe it was.
It's not a spoiler. It's literally the first 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. Took 7 hours to film. And this is by someone that, one of the guys that was on it.
It did not give that on the show.
Really?
Like, when you told me that at lunch, I was like, wait, what?
Because he said that every time they had to stop, they would stop for like 30 to 40 minutes.
That's insane.
So that's why when one of the girls like drops and she's crying, because I only saw like some of the clips from last night when I was watching Gogglebox, and they were watching it, obviously. And everyone was like, why is she crying? And me and my boyfriend were watching it, and we were like, why is she crying? And then that's obviously why the girl was crying.
Yeah.
Because she was literally like in the weird, because she was in some weird fucking position and she must have been there for ages.
Oh yeah, I remember her.
But yeah, that's the only input that I can give to the whole
show. Well, a lot of people who were contestants on the show have been saying, they were like, we genuinely thought it was like real Squid. Obviously, they knew they weren't going to fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they were in their mental head. Like, it's like, I have to survive this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because also, I saw a girl do a Q&A on TikTok, and she said that they obviously sleep in the dormitories like they do on the actual show. And it's like 10-person bunk beds. It's like stark, like, What's that clinical lighting?
Mm-hmm.
And the only time they were allowed out of those dorms, other than the challenges, were to speak to a medic or a psychologist. What's the word for those people on the reality shows? It's not psychologist.
Oh, it's like a cat, like the
welfare team, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Also, has everybody seen Ellie Spencer's expose on Love Island on TikTok? If you haven't, there's a lot of parts. I don't think you need to listen to them all. But she is the first Love Island contestant who I have ever seen come out and actually say verbatim, like, production told me to do this. And I was like, I don't want to do it. And they
really?
Were like, no, you have to do it. I was like, jaw dropped.
Like, wait, how long ago was this video? Because I did watch something from...
this week, month, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And she was on, if you don't know, Ellie was on the winter Love Island from this year. So Love Island season 9. And she said, she caused the whole, if you remember, Zara... was and Liv and Tom kissed someone on the terrace and Liv wanted to tell Zara and blah, 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 blah. But she said that production were like, you need to go kiss Tom, and like they gave her an extra glass of Prosecco and they told her to down it to like go and do it before. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time I've ever seen like a love, like, you know how they're always like, oh, production, like it's not scripted, it's not this, it's not mm-hmm. that. It's the first time I've seen someone be like, no, production literally told me to do this.
So when you were just talking about the whole situation of why they make people quarantine, I've just remembered it was her video that I watched where she was talking about how long she was quarantined for, I think.
Oh yeah, the Love Island quarantine can be fucked.
Was
up.
It? Yeah, did you watch her video about that?
Probably.
Yeah, and she was like, it was ridiculous. Like, she had no phone, nothing. I don't know what I'll do.
So I've known girls who, I know one girl who flew out, sat in quarantine for 4 weeks and eventually were like, you're not going to fit in this season, you're going to have to fly back. And she was like, the mental toll on that. Like, I've been prepping myself on all the month leading up, going to the gym, buying all my outfits, spent all my money on the outfits, gone out there, been like every day, like so like anxious, like, am I going in? And then to have a complete, like, in my head, I was-
Do you know how long that is?
Yeah. And in my head, she was like, in my head, I was about to like, we have this whole new life. And then I just had to go back home and just do
that
nothing.
Sucks.
And I know another girl, Savannah, who was in season 4 Casa Amor, got flewed out. She was like gonna be an original in the lineup, and then they were like, well, you're actually not gonna fit in as an original, so like, we're gonna put you in late. So she sat there, she was out there for about 3 weeks, and then eventually they were like, we're gonna send you home because you're just not fitting any of the storylines right now. But they told her to not unpack her bags. They were like, don't unpack your bags, leave your bags packed, you're gonna come out back out again so soon. So she went home, was sat at home for a week. They called her up after a week, were like, you're coming back out, you're gonna be on the show. She goes all the way back out, she's a Casa Amor contestant, was back home in 3 days. Like, fuck, do you know how much that's like back and forth is gonna mess you up?
That would drive me crazy.
But this is also tied into a bit. A lot of the people in the Squid Games were like, it was, I think people were saying they caught hypothermia or something.
I was going to say, what's the control on like the mix of men and stuff like that? The 400 people there, I can say that 10 of them at least would be crazy.
Yeah, they probably were.
Well, his name is there for one. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, that's very scary to me. I couldn't stay with that many random people.
Yeah. There was a lot of random people in there, but I just don't think, and I'm not saying that people don't have a way to feel about it if they were on the show. I wasn't there to experience it, but I just don't think there's a ground to sue. Obviously, I have not read the contracts, but I'm assuming a Netflix reality TV contract is going to be pages and pages and
people
pages.
People do not
and
read
pages.
This shit, though. I tell you for free.
And there will be so many, even if you did read it back to front, the way they would have worded something or something in a bracket or something like something, there'll be, they're such, like, they must be like one of the richest companies in the world. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to, so I'm not saying that people don't have a type of way to feel about it, but like, I just feel like if you are going on a reality TV show, especially as intense as that, I don't think people who go on these shows question enough to themselves, do mm-hmm. I really want to do this? Do I know how this is going to affect my life? Do I want to da-da-da-da-da? Which mm-hmm. I'm not saying is that person's fault. I'm just saying there's like a flaw in the whole sort of world of reality TV system
itself.
Yeah,
it's dragging people in though. Going back to me and my reality fame. I had no idea what was going to go on with what I was going to do. And I thought mine was more of going to be a documentary and this and that and that. And then like, they just end up like manipulating it into something else. And you, by the time it's all over and, you know, you're meeting this person, this is on TV and everything's happening so fast, you honestly cannot account for like half the time.
Yeah.
And you also like, so much of it doesn't get put in as well. So that's what's weird as well. It is reality TV is weird. It has its own way, but that's how they make the money.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's what they know the public eat up. Like, obviously, I myself am a self-proclaimed huge reality TV fan, but like, I know that the ethics behind it are gross and disgusting. But like, it's like, it's so, but I mean, you can say that about every single industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every industry is. Especially
I think it's more where how much it like it can actually manipulate.
Yeah.
Like, you can really become a villain and not realize.
And it's a sad, slash annoying, slash frustrating that there's so many things such as contracts and NDAs and all that kind of stuff that no one can actually properly like warn people going on mm-hmm. shows, because obviously you have to sign contracts about how you're not going to speak badly of the show, and like, if you do, then you'll get a call from the producer being like, you need to delete that and not do that again, and then all of a sudden you're out of favor with the producers, and
it's all long.
Yeah, but I saw someone on TikTok who applied for the last season of Big Brother on Channel 5, and they got all they got given. They were explaining how they got through the audition stage all the way up to being a housemate, and then they didn't end up going on. But they got all they got given is a piece of paper being like, before you go on, you should think about if you want everything in your life to be public interest. You're okay with people delving into your family's life, and you're okay with any secrets that you have that might come out. And it's just like, well, there's a lot more than that. Yeah. Like, I don't think that there's enough pre-warning before people go on reality TV mm-hmm. shows, especially a show that's going to be on fucking Netflix. It's the number one show on Netflix.
And because there's so much that goes out about you, fame only lasts for a certain amount of time. So there's only so long people are actually going to give a shit of what you have to say about it anyways. Yeah. So if you come out and say they've done this and they've done that, like, who actually gives a shit? Because you want to kind of get your own back. And I don't know, if someone's painted you out to be a certain way, you want to try and paint them to be out a certain way, but you're not going to have the same audience that that other person has had.
Yeah.
So that's what's more frustrating. And like, unless you can really, like, I don't know, get those lawyers involved and get that money back, you're never going to be satisfied.
And then these corporations are so big and so rich that it's like, and their contracts are probably so long that it's going to be pretty impossible to even try and do that lawyer thing anyway.
So if you don't mind your character being defamed, then go do your thing. But otherwise, like, be prepared.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this week's episode. Have you watched the Squid Games? What is your Spotify Wrapped? And also, if we're in your Spotify Wrapped, let us know. We've had some DMs and shout out you a lot. We love you. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye.
Love you.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music, plus top podcasts, included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey Columbus, it's Bill and Jenny.
At Simple Bath & Kitchen, we're all about making your new bathroom or kitchen absolutely beautiful.
With our renovations, we can help you age in place comfortably while still enjoying a newly updated and modern bathroom or kitchen.
From grab bars to accessible showers, we know how to make your space safe and functional for years to come.
Because your home should adapt to you, not the other way around.
If you're ready to invest in your future comfort, come chat with us at Simple Bath & Kitchen.
Simple Bath & Kitchen, where our home is your home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.